This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Male and a female. And we keep on asking Allah, "Oh Allah, if any time you know how long we are going to live in this world, make us live like a Muslim. We talk, we eat, we dress, we do everything in the way that please Allah. If any time Allah is going to bring us back, only He knows when." We said, "Oh Allah, make us die as a true believer. We want to have a good ending. We can be good now, but we don't know our ending. Who knows? Allah." Now this prayer, we remember one hadith. If you check in Arba'ina Nawawi, our 40 hadith is collected by Imam Nawawi, you'll come across this hadith, very strange hadith, that if a person is being ordained to go to hell, who knows? Only Allah. He may be very good now, very pious, very active, pray, fast, give sadaqah here and there. But at the end of his life, he commit the opposite. He just do the opposite. He was going to die, and that time, he commit shirk, khurafat, everything you just name it, he does it. Then he will die. And in the hadith said, Allah will send him to hellfire. Someone may be very bad now, but somewhere only Allah knows in his or her heart, he do have that belief in Allah only because of his weaknesses. Environment not helping him. The household is not helping. Parents don't set good example. Friend, bad environment. So he was dragged into that environment. But the latest part of his life, something happened. He completely changed. He made tawbah. He asked Allah for forgiveness. Then he died. Allah sent the message to his prophet to say he is the people of paradise. No one can judge a person that easy. We hope everybody would become better. Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ قَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Who are the successful ones? Those who keep themselves pure, in a good environment, always stay connected to the Creator. He created us. He is the only one who can guide us. That was recited by the Imam today. He gives us sickness, and only He can cure you. And many ayah that he remind us tonight from the Quran. فَاتَّقَ وَأَطِيعُونَ فَاتَّقَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. All prophet was sent to remind their people, stay connected to Allah, have taqwa. How to have taqwa? It's not difficult, brother and sister. Some of us say, I think it's not easy. Who said that it's not easy? Allah said, فَاتَّقَ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. If you want to gain taqwa, just obey what Allah wants you to do. If you want to be a successful worker, follow what your boss wants you to do. Is that easy? Wherever you go, you just follow the rule. That's all. وَقَدْ قَابَ بَنَّتْسَاهَا. Then Allah said, because you are not careful, you are not mindful, then suddenly you was a good person. You were born pure, clean, uncorrupted, but later on you allowed yourself to be corrupted. You don't blame anybody. You know that is wrong, but you allow yourself to do it. كلكم راء وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. The Prophet said, every one of us is a leader to yourself. You cannot blame other. You will be responsible to your own deeds. What you do, you don't blame anyone. The Imam is responsible to himself and also to the Ma'mum example. That's why Imam also must be careful to make sure that the Ma'mum will not make mistake. If because of his callousness, Ma'mum make a lot of mistake, he also will be responsible. Ma'mum also have their own responsibility. You must have some basic knowledge to be a Ma'mum. The same goes to the Imam. He must also have the basic knowledge about how to become an Imam. I think I've been mentioning this hadith many, many times. But it's okay to revisit. Nothing wrong. You see, we have been reciting Fatiha thousands of times. Alhamdulillah, none of us get boring. And no other surah. I want to change that. You change that. Your prayer will not be valid. You must recite Fatiha. Because this is the rukun. But unique. Nobody complain about Fatiha. Everybody love to recite Al-Fatiha. To the extent, when there's no need to say, also say Al-Fatiha. In the beginning of any majlis, you don't have to say Al-Fatiha. Now, even the Batu Nisan, you know, then Batu Nisan, the, what you call Batu Nisan? Tombstone. When I visit, even in Hong Kong, in Macau, all this country, Muslim minority, first thing you will see on the tombstone, Al-Fatiha. And then the name of so-and-so, the disease. Not every time you should say Al-Fatiha. It's just like an example. Every time when the Imam recites Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, we just have to listen. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. When the Quran is being recited, Allah said, your duty, brothers and sisters and ma'amun, just have to listen. You don't have to say anything, just listen. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. When said listen means you must be silent. No whispering, no recitation, anything at all except listen. A lot of people still don't understand. Busy with their own recitation. When the Imam don't recite aloud, everybody recite by yourself. You're responsible for your prayer. But when the Imam recite aloud, because he wants you to listen, why are you busy in reciting Quran by yourself? It was allowed in the beginning, then later on, when this ayah was revealed, the Prophet do not allow anymore. Then you see the adab. Allahu Akbar. Complete silence. No tashwish, no disturbance. Adab. When the Imam said, Sami Allahu liman hamida, what should we say? That's all. Who call you to say Sami Allahu liman hamida again? You say that if you're praying alone. By yourself, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal ham. Both you recite. But the Prophet said, "Innama ju'ila al-imam liyu'tama bi fa iza qabbara faqabbiru wa la tuqabbiru hatta yuqabbir. Wa iza raqa'a farqa'u wa la tarqa'u hatta yarqa. Wa iza qala imam sami Allahu liman hamida faqulu rabbana lakal ham." Imam takbir, takbir. Don't takbir until imam start and ended his takbir. Then you follow. You follow. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. When he go for bowing, you go. But don't start to move to bowing until imam completed his bowing. When he said, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا, what did the Prophet say? What did the ma'mum say? رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Is that difficult? It become difficult. Ma'mum also said, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Why? Did the Prophet call us to do so? If the Prophet said Sami Allahu liman hamida plus Rabbana lakal ham, then you do it. Can you imagine we have been worshipping Allah for so long, we don't even know the adab? And we don't care. May Allah accept our prayer. Amen. And that's why we keep on reminding. Even the Prophet said, Ali radiallahu said, Akhir wasi'a an-nabi hiya salah. Towards the end, the Prophet still reminds, Salah, remember, not only you establish your prayer, you must have the knowledge of prayer. Al-ilm qabla amal wa qawl. Knowledge always comes first before you want to say anything, you want to do anything. That's why we choose every month to conduct one perfecting my salat course. Per month, there is always one. Only in Ramadan, we can't make it. Because we have been reminding everybody every night, we hope that that is good. Good enough for us. It's very important, brother, for us to understand. One ayah that I also want to share with all of you today, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 208. Allah is calling all of us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kaf. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَضُوٌ مُبِينٌ. O you who believe in Allah. Allah now is telling the believer, enter Islam. Accept Islam fully. كَافَّةً, not partially. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضٍ. Allah in other ayah said, do you want to believe, accept some and you disbelieve some? No. Islam is a complete thing. You come in, you come and accept it as how Allah have perfected this religion. You don't choose, no. Just accept, submit yourself. That is what Allah said. What can benefit you? Illa man atallah biqalbin salim. Your heart have submit to Allah. Anything when Allah want you to do, the Prophet have shown you, just follow. Is that easy? Is that easy to follow, brother and sister? Easy. To follow is easy. To call you to come up with something new, headache. Everything is there. Just follow Allahu Akbar. I don't understand why it's so difficult to follow. You feel not enough. You think you know better than Allah. Are you telling the Prophet way is not sufficient? You have a better way than the Prophet? Na'uzu billah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't ever follow the footsteps of Satan. Not just follow Shaitan, the footstep of Shaitan don't follow. Anything against Allah and the Prophet, you know, it comes from the other bad party. Last night, what did I share with all of you, brothers and sisters? What is the topic that I share with all of you? Anybody can remind me? What is the topic in general I discussed last night? About dua, yeah, mashallah. We have been fasting now how many days? How many days? 10, alhamdulillah, first 10 gone. You have another 10 to come, and then the last 10. There was a discussion we have yesterday. People were asking, what happened, Ustaz? If from the beginning, before fasting, and the first until the 10 days of fasting, we are still the same person. We only fast, no food, no drink, but anything come out is like rubbish bin. We do almost everything. When we do business, we lie, we cheat. Everything goes. When we make promise, we break the promise. You name us about alamatul munafiq, we have 100% there. What is the alamat munafiq? The Prophet has shown us. What is the sign, ayah, of a munafiq? First, when he speak, he lie. When you trust him with anything, he prove to you he cannot be trusted. He can promise, he never fulfills promise. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. I'll pay you back, I'll pay you back. Astaghfirullah. His inshallah is not to pay. But your understanding, he's going to pay. Because he is inshallah. And then when you discuss, when you argue, and he do not think about what is right, he just want to win. Whoever have this four character, the Prophet confirmed 100% pure munafiq. You understand pure munafiq? You have pure munafiq, you have impure munafiq. We have some percent, 400% pure. If you have three, how many percent? 75%. You have two, how many percent? You have one, how many percent? I think one, everybody have one. But it's time to change. You still have 20 days. The room for you to change is always there. Just have the intention. Oh Allah, I want to change. Help me. Allah will help you. We're talking about dua. And now I end with this hadith about dua. It's from Hadith Tirmizi, Imam Ahmad. It's an authentic hadith. I will just recite the meaning to make it easier to understand. Whenever a Muslim make dua, ma min Muslim yad'u bidda'watin. Whenever a Muslim is making a dua, not for sin nor breaking the ties of kinship. not dua for anything that is sinful, and to break the tie of a kinship. Siratul Rahim. Allah respond to his dua in one of three ways. Now, أَعْطَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا أَحْدَى ثَلَاثَ. The Prophet is saying, Allah is sure to answer in one of the three ways. Now let us look which way we are in. Number one, he will respond and answer quickly, instant respond. Have you experienced sometimes when you make dua, suddenly it happened. Have you experienced that? Alhamdulillah. Or, number two, he will only respond in the hereafter. Everything you ask, he keep it. He's responding, he's listening, but he do not respond to you immediately. And the third one. When you ask for something, you forget to ask for another thing. You only want the good, good, good. You forget to ask Allah to protect you from the bad, bad, bad. Because you're so good. You forget about the bad one. The bad one is around you. But Allah is responding by protecting you from the bad environment. Without you realize something, you just ask. That's why one of the prayers that the Prophet highly recommends us, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabanna. Very general. We don't have good memory sometimes. We lie. This, we forget that. You remember, brother and sister, for us who have been married, alhamdulillah, how many years? 10, 15, 20, 30, 40. Do you still remember the dua that the Prophet recommend you to recite? First is the husband to the wife. The wife just said, Ameen. The wife just said, Ameen. Remember that. What is one of the sunnah when after ijab qabul, the groom put his hand on the forehead of the wife and make a supplication? Anybody remember? Somebody can say it loud so I can hear you. Allahumma. Good. You are married already, brother? Not yet. There's a good one. He's not married yet, but he memorized it. Those who are married, they forgot. We said, Allahumma inni as'aluka khairuha wa khairu ma jabaltaha alay. Oh Allah, I'm here to ask you. Anything that is good in her, and the good that may come from her. Sometimes she is good, but she do not know to share her goodness with you. Good only for her. Everything, she's good, but only her. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهَا وَشَرِّ مَا جَبَرْتَهَا عَلِهِ. And all that seek refuge in anything that is bad. Everybody has some bad behavior, character, true or not? Have you experienced that after marriage? Before marriage, honey, sweetie, chocolate. After that, you know how many times you get chocolate, get sweet. And you get all the sour one, the bitter one. That is common. Everybody have that. That's why we ask Allah to give us the best and protect us. Sometimes we keep on asking, we forget to ask Allah for protection. So upon that, the companion asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, what if we ask for a lot of things? You see, being human, we want to ask more and more. The Prophet said, Allah is more plentiful in responding. This is what the Prophet, Allah is more plentiful in responding. Meaning, keep on asking. Don't worry. Don't get bored when you ask Allah for anything. Just keep on asking. Allah never feel bored. He just loves us to keep on asking. You just be humble, ask. That's why we keep on asking Allah for what? What is the thing that we keep on asking Allah every day, brother and sister? We ask, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, without fail. Oh Allah, guide us. Guide us. I want guidance. I want to be guided. Now you have to ask yourself, do you really want to be guided? Or you just say, I want to be guided. After that, my way, eh? My feeling comes first. And that's when you make dua, what did Allah say? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Oh, you who ask Allah for anything, don't forget. After you ask Allah, you must follow up with what? You must follow with what? Sabar. You must have patience. And don't give up. Wassalah. That's why you want to must pray. And pray also must patient. Don't rush. May Allah Rabbul Alamin, brother and sister, accept all our prayer. Forgive all our sin. Help us to become better this coming 20 days. And remember, the Quran was revealed in this month. Don't disconnect yourself from the Quran. Keep on reading. If you can't finish until the end of Ramadan, don't stop. Just keep on continuing. At least once a year, you revisit the whole book of Allah. May Allah forgive us, forgive all our family members, protect our children, our grandchildren, who is a test for all of us. And may Allah make all of us righteous, yeah, Muslim and Muslima, who is qanitin qanitat, consistent to be righteous. Not only sometime right, then the rest, we don't want to be right anymore. Ramadan right, outside Ramadan, I also don't know. No, you must know. Tomorrow, inshallah, remind me of something that I want to share with all of you about confusion. Of people who are praying, they get very confused, especially those who are using chair. They don't know how to perform the prayer. Some say this, some say that. May Allah protect us from all this misunderstanding, confusion, where Islam is so simple. I don't know. Sometimes how can we become so confused? Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. AB CNN. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.